The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. Our thoughts have been directed this week on this matter of suffering. We believe that not all of suffering is bad. We believe that Paul said in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Of course, we believe this refers to the real Christian. And when we said yesterday, quoting from Philippians 1:21, where Paul says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain," when we said that death would be gain, we're talking about death would be gain for a real Christian. If a person is not a Christian, it's the most awful thing to think about in the world. But if we are a real Christian, death can be gain for us. And so we're talking about suffering and getting the right mental attitude so that we can get the most good out of it. And so today, I would like to say that God does not usually take away ordinary suffering in the life of a Christian. He can channel that suffering for our good if we'll but let him. Let me explain what I mean. Yes, I believe that God does answer prayers at time in accordance to his will for his glory in reference to healing and what have you. But I also believe that it is appointed unto man once to die and after this to judgment. And I believe what Paul said in the 8th chapter of Romans, verse 22 and 23, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth together in pain until now." And he went on to say that this included Christians in the next verse. And not only they, not only the rest of the creation, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. So even the Christian suffers, and God allows us to suffer for good spiritual purposes. I know there's some that believe that healing is part of the reason that Jesus died on the Oregi cross. And such scriptures as 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 are quoted. It says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed." This is quoted there. It says, "By whose stripes you are healed." And they say his dying on the cross involved our healing. And this scripture is quoted from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, that scripture on the suffering servant, Christ Jesus. And notice verse 4 and 5. It says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet did we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." And so they say we have physical healing as a result of Jesus' suffering before and on the Oregi cross. And another scripture is found in Isaiah chapter 6 that is quoted along this line, where he says there in verse 10 about preaching, and Isaiah preaching, and this is quoted in the New Testament, referring to New Testament preaching, and about their hearts being fat and heavy and their ears and eyes shut and they couldn't see and what have you. And he went on to say, lest they would hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed. And thus it is said that healing is part of the reason Jesus died on the Oregi cross. Well, I think we have a misunderstanding here, because Isaiah and Peter are talking about spiritual healing and not physical healing. In fact, that's what the book of Isaiah involves, is spiritual healing, not physical healing. In Isaiah chapter 1, if we only read verses 4 through 6, we get the picture. As he looks upon the sinful nation that was about him, Isaiah said, "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye revolt more and more. The whole land is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound, neither mollified with ointment." And he said, "Ah, sinful nation." He's talking about sin. So God does not usually take away ordinary suffering in the life of a Christian. It can be used for a good purpose. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Thank you.